Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Actually, a pretty busy lineup here for you this morning right here on Montana Talks. Let me tell you what we got coming up in the next hour of the show. I think we just added Montana's Eastern District Congressman Troy Downing to the lineup. I had a great, very brief conversation with him yesterday talking about this debanking topic. We'll get to that a little bit more here in just a few minutes. So he's going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And then after that, around 9:20, we're going to have Eric Belford join us here live on the show. Eric Belford is the division administrator for motor carrier services here in Montana. What was the big topic we really dove into last week? Foreign truck drivers, non-English speaking truck drivers. And from what we've been hearing from many of you, our truck drivers in particular, is that Montana is just crawling with foreign truck drivers. Now, we have strong laws and policies on the books here in Montana, but it's not like there's a toll booth coming in from Washington or coming in from California or coming in from New Mexico or coming in from Oregon. So who knows who is on our roadways? But that's going to be a great conversation. Some of you may not be familiar with what all the capabilities are of the motor carrier services here in Montana. Maybe you've seen, you know, their patrol pickups, I guess I'll call them, with the lights on, sitting on the interstate, on the side of the interstate. And you might wonder, oh, I thought that was Highway Patrol. Who is that? Who is MCS? Who is Motor Carrier Services? And what can they do to help maintain the safety of our highways and our interstates here in Montana, since we know that there is such a massive problem with these foreign truck drivers. On that front, the DailyWire.com had a piece they published here this morning. Three states could lose federal funding for defying President Trump's trucking mandate. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on Tuesday giving California, New Mexico, and Washington 30 days to comply with federal English proficiency rules for truckers or risk losing federal funding. Duffy criticized the three states for failing to enforce new Trump administration rules requiring English proficiency for truck drivers. He announced the move after the Department of Transportation launched an investigation into a deadly August 12th crash on the Florida Turnpike, in which an illegal immigrant driver allegedly killed three people after making an illegal U-turn. By the way, I saw the chief counsel for the FMCSA, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Association, Chief Counsel Jesse Ellison, says that between California, New Mexico, and Washington, dozens of unqualified truck drivers have been allowed to operate despite being taken out of service in other states. That was one thing Jim in Malta told us on the show when we were talking about, hey, what can we do here in Montana? And he mentioned how MCS, and we're going to talk with the head of MCS next hour, they can take these truckers out of service if they're not meeting some of these basic requirements. So anyway, that's going to be a great conversation coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. More about debanking and this big story here in Montana. Facing our friend and Dillon, Montana rancher Brian Massard. We'll start there right after this, and then we got a guest joining us here in about 10 minutes as well. Stand by.
It's August 27th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Petroleum Day. It's not just used to gas up your car. Petroleum has been used in one form or another since ancient times. On this day in 2008, Barack Obama becomes the first African-American to be nominated by a major political party for President of the United States.
Nominate by acclamation Barack Obama as the Democratic Party's presidential candidate. Please say aye.
Argentina stuns the United States at the Olympics in Athens, defeating the star-studded team 89-81. Argentina would go on to win the gold, just one or two gold medals at the games. Born on this day in 1908 on a farm in Stonewall, Texas, Lyndon B. Johnson. He was sworn in as president on Air Force One when then-president John F. Kennedy Jr. was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, November 22nd, 1963. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, so you guys have been hearing me talk about this big story. It kind of broke over the weekend. You had Steve Jarvis. He was on Real America's Voice with Jack Posobiec, and that's where he was talking about his friend and his fellow MAHA freedom fighter, the Make America Healthy Again freedom fighter, Brian Massard, the owner of Reminis Angus Ranch here in Montana. And basically, Steve Jarvis said that this outspoken MAHA activist is being debanked because of his MAHA activism. Well, if you missed it, I was able to catch up with Brian Massard from Reminis Angus Ranch. And by the way, if you haven't tried their beef bacon, their steaks, if you haven't tried their beef jerky, you can find it at a lot of town pump stores across Montana, Town and Country, in Helena and a couple other locations. Check in. They've also got the Reminis Angus Ranch products, or you can just go to remangus.com, remangus.com, if you want to get your hands on some of the Reminis Angus Ranch products as well. But anyway, I got a chance to catch up with Brian Massard, and he was telling me, look, he thinks it's about more than him. He doesn't think this is just about him. He basically lays the fault at the foot of several different factors here. One, you've got kind of the woke DEI ESG crowd trying to target agriculture with their radical climate agenda. And then on top of that, Elizabeth Warren. You've got Elizabeth Warren and what she's been doing, you know, the Dodd-Frank banking regulations. They've just made it simply harder for smaller businesses or farmers and ranchers to get access to capital. And I know many of us think that that is by design. Anyway, after I had that conversation with Brian Massard, we got a great phone call from Congressman Troy Downing, and I want to share that with you mainly because I want to listen to it one more time as well. But, of course, Congressman Downing will be joining us live coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, because the question is what is the administration, what are Republicans in Congress going to do about these debanking efforts and making it harder for Montanans and other Americans to get access to capital?
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me sneak on here. Well, first of all, a shout out to Massard. When I first got elected, every one of my freshman members and the steering committee all got a little package of his beef jerky as well as a bottle of wild rye whiskey. So that was kind of my taste of Montana treat for him. So, to talk about what he was saying, you know, we've been dealing, you know, I sit on House Financial Services, and one of the things that falls under that is banking. And I think that French Hill, the chairman of that, you know, his mantra is making community banking great again. But some of the stuff that we've been dealing with are these artifacts from Dodd-Frank, and more specifically, Elizabeth Warren's brainchild of the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And nothing has caused more delays in access to capital than the CFPB. It's something that we've been wrangling with. And very specifically, they've got a Rule 1071 there that makes it so that a banker doesn't underwrite the person he knows or the business he knows, that banker has to collect data on whether you subscribe to the LGBTQ community. I mean, all this stuff that has nothing to do with the business or the person in terms of underwriting a loan. And so we've been pushing back on a lot of that stuff. I actually had a part, I had a bill that got put into the original reconciliation bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill, to defund their slush fund. Unfortunately, it got monkeyed with a little bit when it went to the Senate side and the Senate parliamentarian pulled it out. But that doesn't mean we're going to stop fighting for this. The Rule 1071, like I said, it's 81 data points that are not necessarily anything to do with how you underwrite that business or that person. So I just want to, you know, give a shout out. I feel the pain that Massard is expressing there, and we are working as hard as we can to undo some of this stuff, because that pendulum swung so far and is making it more and more difficult for folks to borrow money. But we're very much aware of that and working on these problems, and hopefully there's some good news coming down the pipe here. I just wanted to point that out, because this is not something that is going unnoticed, and there's a lot of energy on the Financial Services Committee to deal with this.
That's a really good point. I forget if somebody messaged us on the app or if I was talking to somebody, but yeah, they made a similar point. They said, you can thank Elizabeth Warren, you can thank Dodd-Frank for making it harder for small business, period, to get access to cap. Actually, I know who I was talking to. I was getting an update on these helium operations up near Shelby, and you know, access to financing there. Anyway, they've got some good news on that front, but yeah, I was talking with Mac from up there, who's also part of the Montana Petroleum Association, and he was saying, yeah, this ag story ties in with everything else. It's about access to capital, and you can thank Dodd-Frank, you can thank Elizabeth Warren. So good to hear that you and Republicans in Congress and the Trump administration are going to look to peel back all this nonsense. About 1 minute to go. Congressman Downing, what else do you want to share?
Well, I just want to say, you know, the number one driver to prosperity, whether it's a farm, a ranch, you know, your household, a personal, is access to capital. And so making sure that we're streamlining this access to capital on the banking side, making sure it's not pushing these woke agendas. And then the other thing that we just gave you is that One Big Beautiful Bill. Talk about access to capital. Having your money in your pocket rather than seeing the biggest tax increase in history is, again, giving you access to your own capital so you can thrive. So just thanks for squeezing me in. And I just want to let everybody know that we're working hard on this, so watch the space.
Hey, well, that was great. All right. Yeah, and like I said, Congressman Troy Downing, who you just heard from, he's going to be with us live, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour here. So in just under an hour, we'll talk about a lot more issues, get an update from him. Let's see. Guest joining us right after this break here on Montana Talks. We also need to talk, speaking of financiers, did you guys hear this big news about the Arabella Advisors and Bill Gates? Bill Gates apparently holding off on giving $450 million to the Arabella Advisors. What's going on there? I just had a great chat here with Greg Franks and John Jackson. I'll tell you about that next.
Fox Sports Update.
Just call them the Comeback Kids.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Tie game, last of the night. 2-0 to Nimmo. And Brandon slashing the base hit. And the Mets win the ball game. Four straight hits against the run in the bottom of the ninth.
The New York Mets over the Phillies, 6-5 on SNY. After the Mets blew a 5-2 lead, the Amazons lead the Reds by 3.5 games for the final wild card spot in the National League. The Mets have won 9 straight games at home against their rivals from the city of brotherly love. Speaking of the Reds, they fall to Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers 6-3 at Chavez Ravine. Kershaw ends the month of August with a record of 5-0. New York's other team, the Yankees, they were 5-1 winners over the Washington Nationals. Giancarlo Stanton put on a show, flexing his muscles. He just missed a grand slam, so he settled for a 3-run double. Then he launched a 2-run homer to account for all 5 New York runs. Meanwhile, the Red Sox cruised over the Orioles 5-0. The Brewers with the best record in baseball, well, very good reason for that. They scored their 10th walk-off win of the season, 9-8 over the Diamondbacks. Isaac Collins with a game-winning sac fly for the Brew Crew. The AL-leading Tigers, they fall in 10 innings to the lowly Athletics, 7-6. Other winners, Braves, Guardians, Twins, Royals, Pirates, Rangers, Rockies, Padres, and Giants. Coco Gauff survived at the U.S. Open, but she struggled again with her serve. 10 more double faults for Coco. From the WNBA, Alyssa Thomas led the Phoenix Mercury over the Sparks 92-84. Her single-season record, 7th triple-double of the season. She broke the record previously held. Well, you guessed it, Alyssa Thomas. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Cape Air wants to save you.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, talking about this debanking story that we've been telling you about with our friend Brian Massard of Reminis Angus Ranch in Dillon, why is this such a big topic? Why is the fight that he has taken on so important? You guys get it, right? This Make America Healthy Again agenda is so critical right now. That's why RFK Jr. Is on the team with Team Trump and leading Health and Human Services right now. And yet there are some powerful interests that do not want things to change. You know, we talk about Montana beef. Really, hey, we've been on the Make America Healthy Again train here for several years. I'd say I'm probably going on, what, about 8 years now with the Make America Healthy Again train here, because that's when I first found Billings Last Diet, which is an ideal protein-based program based in Billings. But, of course, now they got the remote option, so we got people all across Montana that are taking advantage of their incredible diet coaches and the program that they've got as well. Dr. Dale Williams, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Aaron. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you.
I think October will be the beginning of the 8th year for you.
I think so. Yeah, because I think I started Billings last, because what happened was, so I got back from a deployment, and then we launched this show, Montana Talks, in January of 2018, quickly took it statewide. And, you know, here I am. I'm starting a new show. I went from having a one-hour statewide show before to then now having multiple hours. And, you know, and then you're trying to get back into family life. And, oh man, and then you suffer from post-deployment celebration disorder. Before you know it, you put on a whole bunch of pounds, and you're like, okay, I've got to do something about this. And so, thankfully, yeah, our colleague, Adele, Ella Sutton, said, hey, Aaron, have you ever heard of this Billings Last Diet program? And I said, I'm in. Now, I had some reservations at first. I was like, man, am I really going to be able to do this? I don't want to be starving all the time. And so I talked with some friends that actually went through it, and they're like, no, it's great. You'll actually be amazed at – now, I'm not going to say it's easy, but they said you'll be amazed at how much easier it is than you would think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been a phenomenal journey for us at Billings Last Diet in helping people lose weight. And we like to say not just lose weight, but gain health. And that 33 pounds you lost makes a big difference on your overall health and well-being, besides the ability just to move and to exercise and do the things you want to do. So
I'm in the middle of my diet tune-up, you know, once or twice a year, like you guys suggest. You know, even if you've lost the bulk of your weight, hey, over the course of a year, you're going to add a few pounds on, especially at the end of summertime if you've been, you know, boating and barbecuing and having a little too much fun, right? And so I like right now for a good tune-up. But since it is summertime, I decided to mix up the food choices, and I've got the pina colada shake mixed, and it literally tastes just like a pina colada. I feel like I could be sitting on the beach right now doing the show, but it's a protein shake, so, and it's really good, actually.
Yeah, and full disclosure, there's no alcohol in it.
That's right, yeah.
Not using it, but yeah, the foods are great. The product that you utilize from Ideal Protein all taste great, and they you can get satisfied in several different parts of your dietary intake, whether it's an entree or a snack or a drink or a bar for a treat. But then you utilize good foods, even during your tune-up, you're utilizing good whole foods like your whole protein, as well as your fresh fruits or fresh vegetables, excuse me. And so I think it's great that you're doing the tune-up and, keeping that weight under control.
Yeah, well, you know me, Doc. I don't like to stay cooped up in a studio, so I've been bouncing around the state as I always do, you know, with live shows all over the place. So a lot of people will see me, and they'll be like, man, Aaron, you've really been keeping those pounds off since you first launched the show. So they know your program works. And, you know, in the early days of the show, I would tell people about Billings Last Diet, and then they'd be like, well, how can I take part from Bozeman, or what about Butte? And we're like, well, you know, try to find somebody in your area. But now you've got a remote option. And it's just doing an incredible job. Tim out there in Savage lost 100 pounds, and he's told his story here on the show. We had another listener in Bozeman who talked about how he lost, you know, 90 pounds, and now he goes on walks with his wife. His knees don't hurt anymore. But I can also personally attest to your remote option, because I literally last week I was going into the Whitefish Lake Lodge for the Congressional Western Caucus Summit. I was going to take part in these panel meetings, but I had to check in with my diet coach. So there I am from the parking lot of the lodge doing my video chat with Jen, getting my update. I had already weighed in from the house earlier that day. And I do my meeting, say thanks, good check-in, I'm on track, and then I go into the Whitefish Lake Lodge. And so it's just great. You could be anywhere and take advantage of this program right now.
Yeah, and the remote option really is working well for a lot of people. Our service here in Billings is in-person, works great, but the remote option allows us to help all the people across the state that are in need. There's the Center for Disease Control talks about 40% of the people are obese, and really 75% of adults over 25 are overweight or obese. So there's a lot of need for people to get a little extra weight off, and we can provide that in Billings in person or remotely.
Yeah, just go to BillingsLastDiet.com, or you can give them a call during the next break if you want, 406-294-6751. They'll get you all scheduled, and yeah, very easy. You just point and click on your calendar, and boom, before you know it, there you are. You're talking to them, and they'll ship you all the products and everything. Doc, you know, speaking of the MAHA agenda, we've talked a lot with you about that topic over the years, the Make America Healthy Again agenda. It was kind of funny. President Trump just had a three-hour-long cabinet meeting yesterday, and RFK Jr., apparently he put out a challenge to the entire cabinet. You know, how many pull-ups, how many this, how many that. So that's good stuff. That, you know, exercise is important. But I want to tell people, too, you can lose the weight without going crazy on the exercise. In fact, when you're on this program, they actually recommend that you dial back the exercise, because you want your body to stay in fat-burning mode instead of muscle-building mode, because you get into muscle-building mode, and your body might hold on to and store that fat. So if you're focused on burning fat, you can build the muscle later, but focus on burning the fat first. And so I think that's reassuring and encouraging for a lot of people who aren't the gym rats like some of us. But you just saw there was an article on FoxNews.com that kind of ties into this conversation that just caught your eye as well.
Yeah, there was an opinion piece by Nebraska Governor Jim Fillon, and he talks about the ultra-processed foods, which we've talked about over the years as well. These ultra-processed foods are high-calorie, low-nutrition foods, and he says we're starving America by these ultra-processed foods. He says we need to get back to putting regular food on the plate, so that's your regular protein and your regular fruits and vegetables, without having them go through the ultra-processed where they pull the nutrition out and add calories. So the answer really is the whole foods, and that's what phase three of our program is. Once you've lost that weight, we're going to get you transitioned into whole foods that you can eat. They're delicious, for are filling and nutritious for maintaining that weight for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and some of my favorite whole foods to make is, like, you know, a good Montana steak and some broccoli or some asparagus or something like that, you know, made up on the grill with some good seasoning, right? That's really all you need. The processed foods, there's so many things that are processed foods that people don't realize. You know, I remember before I went through your program, I thought, okay, I'm going to try to eat healthy. And I'm going to try to, you know, save money by packing sandwiches for lunch instead of, you know, being, you know, tempted with, you know, spending a bunch of money on fast food at lunchtime or whatever instead. And it's like, holy cow, I was just piling pumping on a ton of calories. And then, you know, something as simple as lunch meat. You know, lunch. Some of these lunch meats are processed foods, and they're packed with sugar and other stuff in there. And you might think you're getting protein because it's turkey or chicken or ham or whatever, but in reality, you're not getting the ideal protein that your body actually needs to burn the fat and maintain the muscle, right?
Yeah, a lot of those deli-type meats and the sandwich-type meats have been processed. They add sugars to them. They add additives to them. And so they're not as nutritious, and they're higher in calories. We need to get back to just taking that steak off your plate and having the regular vegetables and good whole foods.
Yeah. Now, then again, though, if you're somebody who likes a good sandwich, or you like, I even like these unwiches that'll have lettuce wraps around them instead, hey, go enjoy it. But it's like anything, you know, just don't make it a day-to-day habit. But if you're like, man, I want to go get one of those sandwiches, like, and you're off the program, you've lost the weight, hey, you know, it's like anything, all in moderation, right?
Freedom of phase three, that's what we call it. There's nothing that you can't eat, but we're going to teach you how to eat it appropriately and in the right quantities so that you don't put on those extra pounds.
About a minute to go here with Dr. Dale Williams from Billings Last Diet. And then we've got the regional administrator for the Small Business Administration, a Trump-appointed regional administrator. We're going to be talking small business in Montana and more here after the next break. But, Doc, you know, some of these GLP-1s, I think they are, Ozempic and others, are very popular right now. But if people are using those types of drugs or injections, whatever you want to call them, they really need to make sure they're getting the proper amount of nutrition. So I know you've been helping people that are using those types of drugs also to benefit from your program so that their body's still getting the nutrition they need, so they're not, you know, basically killing their body at the same time.
Yeah, so there's some side effects using any medication, and those medications, there are some side effects, and our program, we have a program that's designed and to help them so that when they're losing that weight, they're not losing the muscle mass. That's one of the big side effects. There's also some problems with getting the right amount of nutrition. And so with our protocol in conjunction with the GLP-1s, they'll make sure we keep them healthy during that weight loss process. And then most importantly, it allows them to transition into phase three and keep that weight off and not necessarily have to use the GLP-1 injectables to maintain their weight.
Yeah, it's huge. So I would encourage anybody who's been doing that kind of stuff, looking at that kind of stuff, get a hold of Billings Last Diet as well and talk to them about that, because, your body still needs that basic nutrition. Dr. Williams, Billings Last Diet, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your time and all you do. So greatly appreciated. Back after this.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to have Justin Everett on the phone lines with us here with Montana Talks. He is the Small Business Administration, the SBA Region 8 Administrator, covering several states for the Small Business Administration, including Montana. So it's great to have him on the phone lines with us right now. He was a three-term Colorado state representative, served in the legislature in Colorado. Now, don't blame him for all the problems down in Colorado, though. I think he voted the way many of us Montanans would want him to vote. But, did serve three terms in the Colorado House. He was also the Colorado State Director for President Donald J. Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. Justin, great to have you on Montana Talks. Thanks for being with us.
Aaron, thanks for having me.
Well, first, start with the reason you're in Montana today. I think you're having a small business roundtable in the Billings area today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so we have what we're called the Made in America Roundtable Initiative, where we're going around the country, and for us, you know, mainly the Mountain West. We also have the Dakotas included in our region, so we have Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, my home state, and the Dakotas. But we've had a listening tour to find out what are the pain points for businesses. You know, what do we need to do? Does the federal government need to get out of the way? Where are the regs going on? What can we do to help you to move forward and start making things in the United States again? I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and we took a lot of pride in what we do. And we took a lot of pride in being able to manufacture here in America, and we know it's high quality. And what we found, though, is that, sure, there are a lot of regs that we need to fix or repeal. And I know that Trent Staggs, our regional advocate, was on your show maybe about a month ago talking about that.
Yeah, a couple months ago. He was great.
But,
yeah.
You know, but everything from access to capital, which the SBA does back loans that are a lot more favorable to businesses. And, you know, we have the red tape hotline, which Trent probably talked about, and we have the ombudsman's office, and we provide training. And but the great thing that we've done, and I'm sure your listeners know, the federal government traditionally moves at the speed of a snail on getting things done. We did an SBA in the first few months in the Trump administration. We did SBA.gov/onshoring. And what the goal of that is to connect manufacturers. You'd be surprised that we actually do make a lot of things in the United States still, but there's not an avenue and something that connects everybody. So, you know, a business in Billings may not realize that, you know, a company just down the street may be making the part that they're getting from China or somewhere. So this is meant to connect those businesses, and we've had a lot of success stories coming out of Montana and Utah and Wyoming on finding out, you know, hey, I don't have to order something from China. I have someone that can meet capacity. It's going to save me money. I can actually have almost a completely American-made product, preferably 100% American-made product. And then we've also want to make sure they get access to capital, so we have a SBA.gov/lender match. So again, you can customize that. If you're a Montana business and you only want to work with Montana banks, you can put that in there, you know, so you don't get sort of the Wells Fargo and national banks. You don't want to do anything national, but yeah, you need money to expand. You need money to grow. And we need to make those connections here in America.
Yeah, the more we can do to promote, you know, and help it make it easier to do business with local / regional banks is huge. Sometimes the big national banks, you know, they start pushing that woke agenda, or they get outside influences. But, you know, a big topic we've been covering is this debanking story. And, of course, President Trump's been talking about, his team has been talking about this week in particular. But we've got a rancher in southwest Montana who basically is highlight. He's trying to renew his operating loan right now. And maybe it's partly a debanking story, but really the bigger story is how hard it is for, you know, farmers and ranchers, small businesses, et cetera, especially since Elizabeth Warren screwed everything up with her, you know, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Dodd-Frank, everything. We were just talking with Congressman Troy Downing about this, where they've made it so hard for the middle guys and the little guys to get access to capital, and they've made it harder on our smaller banks as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a huge problem going on for a long time. And, you know, again, we talked about making things in America and how things used to be when, you know, and I think, you know, President Trump's done an excellent job, and our administrator, Kelly Loeffler's done an excellent job. But, yeah, I mean, we used to go down, you know, we'd drive down the street, we'd go to our local banker, we'd have that conversation. It'd be very personal. They would know our businesses very well. And we still do get that. There are a lot of local lenders that, you know, do pay attention, that do know the business community. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of those lenders will be at some of our events today. So, again, you know, you want to localize everything. And if everything can be Montana-based, that would be great. And but we're doing our best to promote that and make that happen.
Well, the One Big Beautiful Bill had so many great things in it for Montanans in general, but especially for small business in Montana. I know our friends at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, which represents those small business owners, has been pleased with it as well. One of the things I like, apparently you guys created the Make Onshoring Great Again portal. So let's say you're you kind of alluded to this earlier. So let's say you're a small business here in Montana. Let's just say you're a coffee business, and well, you import your coffee from overseas, and maybe you've had some challenges as of late. Well, maybe this Make Onshoring Great Again portal will, you know, find the solution for you. Or, you know, one of the more high profile great Montana businesses is the Montana Knife Company. Well, he needs access to steel. Maybe we find him access to steel through something like this, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. And the great thing about this, and, you know, one of the reasons we're going around and promoting this is, you know, to get more businesses signed up. But we have hundreds of thousands of businesses already signed up for the onshoring portal. So it's hugely popular. Everybody knows there's a huge need for it. And again, the turnaround time on getting this up and running was nothing. I mean, even at the speed of business, you know, we had this up and running pretty quickly. So the fact we did it as federal government is amazing. And also, you know, it's something functional. And I think President Trump has also made it pretty clear that he wants government to work for the citizens, not the other way around.
Yeah, talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill and how it can support small businesses along with some of your other efforts. Because, you know, I think about some of the bigger things that were in the One Big Beautiful Bill, some of the big moves made by the Trump administration thus far, supporting Montana coal, oil, gas, you name it. And because you get something big like a coal mine or like a power plant or like a sawmill in the timber industry, you start to see a bunch of small businesses pop up to service that mine or that mill or that power plant or spinoff industries as well. So, but there's also some other, you know, things that specifically target small business also.
Yeah, no, I mean, everything from no tax on tips, you know, Social Security, you know, the deductions you can have and zeroing out, you know, to and on expenses and things like that, you know, retroactive, just a lot of things that are going to infuse a lot of capital into businesses. And, you know, President Trump made a commitment to the American workers and he's following through on it. And, you know, something else, and without me getting myself in trouble and going off script here, but I mean, it was a huge legislative win. I mean, you know, maybe not as much in Montana, but there's a lot of pressure and a lot of criticism of President Trump, but this is a pretty major piece of legislation that he's able to get through. And so I think that the left is a little nervous about his ability to actually push things through Congress. But yeah, I mean, we have opportunity zones that were created in the bill. They're estimating another 3,000 jobs just in Montana are going to happen. And it's great stuff. And, you know, it's funny, and we keep on winning, and the left seems to really not like that.
That's right. That's right. America first, Montana first. Colorado's going to have a little bit more headwinds with the state legislature and things down there. But Justin Everett, regional administrator for the SBA, great to have you on the show. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana with about a minute or so to go here?
Yeah, again, just go to sba.gov, and you can get access to everything we've been talking about today. We're happy to come back into Montana as much as possible. You know, Montana does remind me of, you know, I've lived in Colorado for, I think, 48 years now. And Montana reminds me a lot of Colorado, you know, a couple decades ago. So happy to be back up here. You guys are no longer a flyover state like in the last administration. We know how important Montana is to our business ecosystem. And, you know, Montanans want to get to work and help our agenda and help make America great again. So happy to be here. And I'm looking forward to coming back in the near future.
Yeah, no, what you just said about Colorado and what Montana is now, yeah, that's why it's so important that we make the right move so we don't have happen in Montana what happened in Colorado. But to your point, I had our fair manager for the Montana Fair on the show, and he came up from Colorado before he took over the Montana Fair, and he said rodeo is still rocking and rolling, setting records down in Colorado. But he said part of why he was so excited to come up here to Montana is because it reminded him of what Colorado used to be. All right. Justin Everett, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate your time. All right. Let's see. We got a quick break coming up. He mentioned Kelly Loeffler, the administrator for the SBA. I actually have a soundbite from her talking about debanking and the importance of fair banking for all Americans. She's highlighting an executive order that President Trump recently signed here. So I'll play that for you here right after the break. Stand by. Let's see. I'll check the messages on our Montana Talks app here in the meantime as well.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, the Democrats have the new policy memo published online by the left-leaning think tank Third Way that suggested the politicians scrap 44 words, 44 of them. Linda, I don't think, uses any of them. Heteronormative, whichever that is. I don't even know what half this stuff is. Patriarchy, LGBTQIA+. I don't know what all the letters mean. Allyship. This, when you couple that with spending tens of millions of dollars on how to communicate with men. Hey, Joe, how are you? Want to get a brewski after work today? maybe tonight we'll watch the big game together. I mean, it's so cringeworthy.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, "This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself." If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at GoldCo. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Fox rocks.
I'm Michelle Foligno. Mastodon paid tribute to late guitarist Brett Hines during their first ever show in Alaska, August 22nd, just one day after he was killed in a motorcycle accident in Atlanta. Hines had left the band in March.
And we really loved each other, you know, and we made a lot of very beautiful music together. And I think that's going to stand the test of time. Evidenced by you people here tonight.
Mastodon has only two shows left this year, September 26th at the Levitation Festival in Austin and November 15th in New Orleans, on a bill that also features the reunited Acid Bath and Power Trip. And the Deftones debuted three new songs at their fall tour opener in Vancouver Friday. The group also dedicated a song to the late Mastodon member Hines. The band is supporting the new album Private Music on the road this fall and will host its annual Dia de los Deftones Bash November 1st at San Diego's Petco Park. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, Arabella Advisors. This was a story that caught my eye earlier this morning, and I actually sent out a post on X, probably around 4 o'clock this morning or something like that. What does this mean for the Montana Democrat front groups here in Montana? And what I was responding to was a post by Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA. Bill Gates quietly stops giving $450 million to DNC-aligned Arabella Advisors. Arabella Advisors is basically the money laundering, that's just what I'm going to call it, outfit for the Democrats and their big money mega donors like Bill Gates, and then that Swiss billionaire, the corrupt Hans-Jörg Wyss, you know, the guy who funds the American Prairie Reserve and all these other radical environmental groups, and big Hillary Clinton donor, et cetera. So what's the deal there? And what does it mean for Montana? I'll get to that here in just a second. First, though, here is Small Business Administrator Kelly Loeffler talking about President Trump's recent executive order to protect against what's becoming, unfortunately, a more and more common practice of debanking.
And President Trump's executive order guaranteeing fair banking for all Americans does just what it says. Look, for the last 15 years, since the Obama administration, your viewers might remember Operation Choke Point, when thousands of Americans, law-abiding Americans, were debanked. So at President Trump's direction, the SBA today has sent a letter to our network of 5,000 lenders across this country demanding that they stop debanking individuals and to document practices where they have done that, and if so, reinstated deserving borrowers and those seeking financial services. And unfortunately, this has disproportionately impacted conservatives. President Trump and his family were debanked. I was debanked, and it happened to thousands of Americans. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to end it.
Well, this
All right, so my take is this. I think she was on Fox Business there, but my take is this is great, a great executive order for President Trump. Now it's up to Congress to codify these types of debanking protections, and I would add it's up to the Montana legislature to codify these types of debanking protections as well. Let's see, back to – oh, the other point that I would make here is I think this is part of the strategy. You know, when – when we talk about the broader access to capital question, well, is it debanking or is it just we're just not going to give you a loan? I think the left, just like they did with COVID-19, where they allowed the big box stores and the big corporations to remain open, but they shut down the small businesses. It's by design. Small business owners are independent. They love capitalism and the free enterprise system. And the left can leverage big government to control big corporations. And so I think a lot of this is by design, that they figure, well, even if we don't debank you, we'll just make it harder for you to get capital all around. It's all by design. Okay, why is Bill Gates stepping back? Why is he quietly stepping back from providing $450 million to Arabella Advisors? Greg Franks and Billings threw out this question. Do you think this move is on account of the DOJ investigating dark money filtering into the money laundering scheme through USAID? John Jackson, the Joker from X, says this. He knows those networks are rife with fraud and are being investigated. He's backing away. And then Greg Frank said this. The rats are fleeing the ship and running for cover. If this is due to a DOJ investigation, this could be huge. It would be interesting to see who else is pulling funding. I would bet Bondi has some big trophies targeted, and that's one reason why the DNC is in such financial trouble. So anyway, great little thread there with John Jackson and our friend Greg Franks there as well. But yeah, think about it. That's who bankrolls these Democrat Party front groups, these environmental wackos, the liberal Supreme Court candidates, the ballot initiative campaigns, the APR, all these guys. Arabella Advisors is their money laundering operation, and Bill Gates is saying, whoa. And we all want to know why.
Said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.